Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Nothing. You guessed it. It's still Psalms. Nothing happened. Just boring praying that sort of goes against everything we said in Job still. It's all that happened. It's all we got. I don't know, man. It's Psalms. Not sure what to do. Okay. Hey, everyone. Thanks for that intro, Harley. Okay. We are still doing Psalms. I'm going to try to exhibit some professionalism, unlike my intro person there. Gonna have to talk to him, I guess. We're reading from the Bible, the book of Psalms. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from mine sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me know to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. I like, in sin did my mother conceive me. It's kind of an unfair universal thing to be a prayer, don't you think? I mean, I think my mom just was having kids. I think my mom just wanted some kids, so I mean, it's not, I don't know how sinful, is that sinful? Just like, hey, gonna have some kids. That, I don't get it. What did this guy's mom do? I don't know. Anyway. And, you know, shapen in iniquity. It just doesn't, I don't know what to even say. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. All right, Psalm 52. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. The tongue deviseth mischiefs like a sharp razor working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever and ever because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Okay, so I will say that I've thought long and hard. I should have started with this, I guess, but I just want to launch into it. I thought quite a bit about Psalms because I just don't know what to do. I mean, I can only work with what I have here, you know? And so I was thinking, I'm just going to try to look up some good Psalms. I'm going to look up what people say are like good, because people like Psalms. I mean, it seems to be the favorite part of the Old Testament, from what I can tell. But when I mean, I didn't look for too long, but I tried to look up some stuff. I was like, oh, maybe I'll just talk about what might be interesting about Psalms and then read the rest of them really fast to get through it. But I couldn't even find that. Like, it just lists some Psalms and they seem pretty much about the same as every other Psalm. It's like, here's like the best Psalms. And then it's just the same thing. There's no difference. I mean, but I did read something that was interesting. Whoa, I'm going to sneeze. How often have I sneezed on this show? There's one for the record books. Sneeze count, Harley. While you're busy making unprofessional intros like the one you made for this show, you're going to have to grab the sneeze count as well. Wait, here's another one. We already saw this. Psalm 53. They're just recycling psalms now. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. Yeah, that's true. God looked down from heaven upon seeth already that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them has gone back. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. So, as I was saying, the interesting thing I saw was that, for one thing, one source I read thought that King David probably didn't write many of the Psalms, but another thing said he wrote all of them, so it's, who the hell knows. But another thing said Psalms represents sort of the totality of what lots of different perspectives of the Hebrews at the time were. And so, like it's not a coherent, well, it's coherent, I guess, but it's not a cohesive, like, single message at all. It's like just a bunch of different people's ideas about God. And, it's just another one of those times where it's like, well, okay, what am I going to do with that? How do I know who has the right idea of God? Because they vary, as we've seen, they vary between, a lot of them are like, why am I being punished so much, even though I'm so good and my enemies are so bad? Why am I being punished? Why don't you kill them? That's one of them. And so it's like, that sounds like it's not, based on Job, that sounds like it's not reasonable. But I don't know. I mean, maybe Job's wrong and this is right. And then another one says, and another kind of psalm will say, oh, I am so bad. I'm such a sinner. I'm such a sinner. I'm such a sinner. And the message seems to be like, well, as long as you recognize you're a sinner, then you're fine. And then everyone else is screwed. And it's like, well, you're just praying. So how do you know those same, your enemies and stuff and like other people, how do you know they aren't praying and recognizing that they're sinful? I mean, this is just a prayer you say. So it's like this weird solipsism-ish thing or narcissism of thinking like, well, yes, I'm a sinner, but I recognize that I'm cool with God. Actually, I know a lot of people kind of have had this point of view. I'm cool with God. You know, I know I'm a sinner. But you, what's your excuse? You know, you, all my enemies should perish. Maybe I'll read 54. It's a short one. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give it ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies. Cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. Okay, so that's 54. All right, looks like we're done with short ones for now. So, I mean, I think what's so worthless about all this is that, well, many things. But if you go with the idea, I mean, this is just basic philosophical thought that probably most atheists, I know I have, you know, personally came to realize this at a young age. I've said this before, that if God were real, he'd just be nothing like the God that people worship. I mean, if the idea of an all-knowing, guys, he knows everything. You know this. You're atheists. You know this stuff. But I wish I could like talk to the Christians here. God knows everything. He knows everything. None of your motivations, none of your supplications and declarations, none of that. What does that do? He already knows all that. He knows exactly what you feel. He knows if you fail to feel something, he knows why. He knows all that. Even the very writing of Psalms just treats God as though God's like a human, which he's not. So it's like, even trying to be as charitable as I can to the Bible, this is just a worthless book. I mean, Psalms, that is. I mean, if Psalms had a bunch of philosophy of like, well, God knows all our motivations and knows of our shortcomings, he knows exactly why they are there and how they came to be there and everything. Like, he knows all of that. So how could he be mad at us, you know? So, dear God, I mean, you know everything that I'm thinking, you know why I'm thinking, you know before I'm thinking, you know what everything I could ever think. So why would I address you? Like, dear God, it's like, what are you talking about? You know, it's even the act of praying. I mean, just the second you think like, dear God, you're addressing a thought to him, which means you think you need to put your thoughts in a way so that he'll understand you better or something, or you need to summarize your feelings, or best of all, you need to like almost lie or try to defend like how you think to God, to someone who's in your brain. It's a joke. It's a complete joke. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Lo, then I would wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together. We made sweet, sweet counsel together. And walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening, morning, and at noon I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands in such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Some nice writing there. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction,
the pit of despair.
Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Well, except we've learned they do live out half their days. 56, which means we're just about halfway done. Well, we're halfway done number-wise. I don't know if text-wise we are. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies, and sorry, I'm a little congested, so that's why I sound a little weird. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they rest my swords. Words. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together and hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? Is thine anger cast down the people, O God? Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, what then shall mine enemies turn back? This I know, for God is for me. Yeah, God's for you. Good luck with that, buddy. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Isn't it amazing how someone, whoever wrote this, a bunch of people, whoever wrote them, were able to have such a long conversation with no one? It's just amazing. Like, what are you doing? I don't even get it anymore, guys. What are you doing? You're not talking to anybody. You're just writing. Like, I would get it if they wrote like one psalm and then they're like, well, that didn't do anything. So I guess we're done trying that. Or like two. They wrote like a billion psalms. I forget. Here, let me check. I mean, it's like 152, I think. Like, what the hell? So weird. And another thought I was having was, it's funny how I bet even religious people would be completely weirded out if they saw someone in real current life speaking these psalms as though like they wrote them, you know, like, and not in a church setting. Let's just say for fun, not in a church setting, like someone has a setback, you know, and you hear them saying like, well, I wrote this to talk to God. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God most high, unto God that performeth all things for me. He shall send from heaven and save me from the reproach of him that would swallow me up. Selah, God shall send forth his mercy and his truth. My soul is among lions, and I lie even among... You'd be like, dude, what... What is this? What are you saying right now? I don't get this. It's sort of like, I think of it as like, you know, things you see in movies that you kind of just accept, but in real life, it'd be just insane. You know, like it's sort of a different reality, you know, suspension of disbelief. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. He could drive a car through the wall and do like just all this weird movie stuff that you just, and even not action movie, like movie interactions. You know, they're never that way. You know, I think of Psalms as that. It's like, I bet you if most religious people nowadays saw people who actually like would write Psalms this way, they'd be like, why don't you just try to get a hold of your life, man? Why are you talking to God about it all the time? Just, I think even religious people would probably say like, okay, that's a nice prayer, but you probably make sure to get a job and, you know, like you, it just, what does it do? Doesn't do anything. I don't know. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me. Into the midst thereof they are fallen themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let the glory be above all the earth. I got the deep, sick voice. Well, I don't think I'm sick. I think it's allergies. But Psalm 58. Do ye indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in the heart ye work wickedness. Ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stoppeth her ear, which will not hearken unto the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Yeah, there you go. Just ask God to hurt people for you. That makes sense. Break out their great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually when he bendeth his bow to shoot his arrows. Let them be as cut in pieces, as a snail which melteth. Let every one of them pass away like the untimely birth of a woman. Wow. That they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he seeth the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. So that a man shall say, verily there is a reward for the righteous. Verily he is a God that judgeth the earth. Okay, Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, oh my God. Oh, what do you know? Hey, guys, deliver me from mine enemies. Yeah, oh, cool, original thought. Wow, really? That's a new thought. I better talk about that. Guys, I better talk about that. Deliver me from mine enemies. Ooh, let me analyze that a little bit. Oh my God, defend me from them that rise up again. This is the same psalm. This could be a psalm from earlier, and I would not know it. I wouldn't. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity. That could have been said before. Probably was. And save me from bloody men. Eh, maybe not that. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. Yeah, that could have been. The mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou, therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors, Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog, go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouths, swords are in their lips. For who, they say, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength I will wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob under the ends of the earth, Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. All right, 60 short. Whew. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the branches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast shewed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that someone... God, I can't stop thinking about this now. Someone posted on... I guess it would probably be Thomas in the Bible. I'm sure whoever it is listening to this, if it was you. Someone posted a Monty Python sketch from the show or Meaning of Life. I can't remember, where it's just Michael Palin. It took me a second to remember the name. It's Michael Palin as a priest and he's leading a prayer. And it wasn't that funny at first, but like, it's so like brilliantly simple that it's great. He's like, Oh, God, you are so big and we are so small. There's part where he's like, we really all are so impressed down here or something like that. It's like it's either a simple joke or like the most profound statement ever, because it's like, yeah, why would God create us? Like, oh, we're just so impressed. Oh, we're real friggin' impressed, God. Ooh, you know, we're all just so impressed down here. Oh, man, it was so funny. I just can't stop thinking about it now that I'm reading this. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be. And he's like leading the congregation. We're really all, and they like repeat what he says. That it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness, and I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem, and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh, the day is mine. And Ephraim also the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off? And thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Please give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. All right, last one. Be short, be short, be short, be short. Yes. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me heritage of those that fear my name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life, for his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Well, that wasn't too painful of an episode. I think I just get so intimidated because I'm 100 behind and I need to do like 3 more, which I'm not going to have time to do. So we'll figure that out at some point. Oh, geez, what's the date? Oh, okay, I'm not that far behind, but yeah, I'm a few behind. Yeah, you know, and like, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That's a nice bit of language right there. But you know what would be cool is if we had a response from God. Like, this would be a cool book if it's like, here's some letters where we wrote our feelings to God. And then there's a section that's like, here's how God responded. You know, that would be interesting, but it's just nothing. We're just talking at someone who can't hear us and doesn't respond. So it gets old pretty fast to me. So anyway. All right, guys, as usual, check out Atheistically Speaking Mondays and Thursdays. Check out the Facebook. Please write me reviews on iTunes for Atheistically Speaking, my new show that really I'm wanting to build and build and build. Because as much as I know you guys are listeners of this show, because you're listening to it right now, I think this show has a certain cap on how many people are possibly going to be interested in hearing me read the Bible. Whereas the other show, I'm hoping will have a bit of a higher cap on how many people are interested in atheism, and atheist topics in general. So please check that out. And thank you very much for listening and everything that you do. And I will see you soon.